Okay. So there, the Gemara and Daf in today's Daf and Brachos Daf and Dalet. So the Gemara, so in Amud Beis, so the Gemara discusses four different types of people who have to what we call bench gomel, have to give Thanksgiving after they undergo a certain situation, they're a potentially dangerous situation. And the first of the four categories is someone who's Yorde Layam, who goes down to the sea, and they're going on a boat, and they take a boat ride, so then it's a little dangerous. So therefore, they would have to say Birchas HaGomel when they emerge from their trip. So regarding taking an airplane, saying Birchas HaGomel after the airplane, there are essentially three views. One is you have to, second one is you don't have to, and the third view is you sometimes have to. Right? Okay. So Ramosha Feinstein in Orach Chaim, Chelek Bei Simon Nuntes writes that when it comes to a plane, you need to make a Birchas HaGomel. Why? Because what's the whole idea of when you go down to the sea, then you have to bench Gomel. So there he writes that because it's not Kevon She'enem Bayabasha, since it's not in dry land, you can't just remain there. You can't just remain there without, in, let's say, just you can't just tread water forever. So, like, in other words, if your car breaks down, so then you can stay alive for a long time just standing by the road. If your plane breaks down, we don't learn how to fly. So in other words, the concept of going down to the sea, why it's dangerous is because if something happens to your mode of transportation, you have a problem. So Rav Moshe says that it's because of this, so you need to make a Birchas HaGomel for this reason. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said there's a state of sakana, state of danger. Rav Yashiv also says you have to make the bracha when you fly. However, the Prisker Rav did not make a bracha because so yeah, they had planes in his day. So he said you don't have to. So the Minchas Yitzchak writes and the Minchas Yitzchak said you should do it without Shem Umachos, without Shem Hashem. You say Baruch Hagomel Chaim Tovosh. So he's concerned about that. And so what are the reasons for that? So in the Tshuva of Or Letzion, he writes that the bracha was really established on the concern of listin v'chayos ra'osha b'drachim. The concern is when you travel, you go whether you're going by boat or you're going on a different far distance. So there, the concern is there might be thieves, there might be robbers. So in a plane, that's not really a concern, and so there's no real concern of sakana. Rav Soloveitchik was of the view you do not make a bracha Birchas HaGomel when you go on a plane, because nowadays there's not really a feeling of sakana, a feeling of danger. So you would not what?
I'm saying
it's the Rav's not grandfather. It's his great uncle. He's Rav's uncle. So they had planes. So when it comes to let's say on dry land. So again, you have remote. So you have all these a lot of posts that you have to do if you fly over water, where if you fall, right? There's a that's certainly a problem. What if it's over dry land? So Moshe Feinstein says whether it's over dry land or over the water, you still would have to recite the Birchas HaGomel. Why? Because if God forbid something happens to the plane, so it's all over. So Moshe would say there's no difference between if you're flying, that's like you're going into the water, because in both instances, if your mode of transportation breaks down, you're in trouble. So Moshe would say you always have to say Birchas HaGomel, even if you're flying on dry land, say from the east coast to the west coast in the States. However, Rav Yashiv, for example, says, and he says, no, the halacha, why do you have to bench Gomel when you're going over the water, when you're flying over the water? Because it's like you're taking a boat over the water. It's specifically a did when Chazal established about going over the water. So therefore, if you fly over dry land, you don't have to make a Birchas HaGomel. That's why some people, when they, what? No, so it could be that's, it might be literal there's another question really. Are the categories that Chazal created, are they simply categories or examples of sakana, or do they have to fit the mold of these four categories? That's a question. So when he if the theory is that we're going by the rationale behind it, that's what you said, that Moshe says there's no difference whether you go over water or not go over water, it's a function of feeling of danger. There should be no difference. Obviously Rabbi Yashiv didn't hold that way. He took these categories very, very literally. So you have that's why you have certain people when they fly to Israel and back, they're gonna say Brichas Gobel. So when they fly to DC or they fly from the East Coast to the West Coast, or they're over no significant bodies of water, then they won't recite Birchas HaGolbel, and some who follow Rav Soloveitchik, even their flight to Israel and back, they will not recite Birchas HaGolbel. So these are really the three different positions regarding this halacha.